Okay, we're picking up seven lines from the top of Tes Amud Beis, right? The Rav Yehuda, but we have, before we get there, we have a long hemshech. We have 10 more cases to discuss. We mentioned that each of the cases of the Mishnah, there's going to be a certain seer where there's going to be a relative of, and there's going to be an erva that's related to, but again, you have four brothers, and two of them are going to die, where even though the two tzaras come before each other, so normally in that normal case, where Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Reuven and Shimon married sisters, and they both die, so then Rachel, Leah, both are supposed to only do chalitza and not yibum. They're not allowed to do yibum because they both have a zika to each brother of Levi and Yehuda. However, if one of them is Rachel, or somehow like the mother-in-law of Levi, then she's not at all shayach to zika towards Levi, and therefore she could do yibum or chalitza with Yehuda, and the other one also would be, in that case would be okay to do it with Levi. So now the Gemara discussed how really each of these cases have the ability to have that case in the Mishnah. So we are up to, I think, the sixth case of Bas Bita. So the wife's, the Bas Bita, the wife's daughter. So how do you have that case? Again, we're going to discuss 10 more cases, then we'll go back to the Gemara. We have the wife's daughter, Bas Bita, where you have Reuven's wife's son, and Shimon's wife's son had a daughter by the same woman, and therefore the daughter of Reuven's son and the daughter of Shimon's son are now going to be sisters. They marry Levi and Yehuda in that example, if they both die, they'd be allowed to marry Levi and Yehuda. Then you have Chamoso, which is the mother-in-law, or the father-in-law's mother. You have the Chamoso, the mother-in-law's mother, which is Im Chamoso, and the Im Chamoso. Also, all those cases, we have Reuven's mother-in-law and Shimon's mother-in-law were sisters. They married Levi and Yehuda, and Reuven's mother-in-law and Shimon's mother-in-law, or Reuven's father-in-law and Shimon's mother-in-law are going to be sisters. Levi and Yehuda, again, in those cases, you could do Yibum Chalitza with the other examples. Now, if you have Achoso, if Reuven's sister on his mom's side and Shimon's sister on his mom's side, they are going to be sisters. If now, again, I'm going to use the art school case because it's just easier because you have a picture over there. If you have, they use the example, you have Nachshon, who's married to Rachel and Bilhah, and Rachel and Bilhah in this example are not going to be related. Each of them have a daughter. Rachel had the example, I think they have, let me double check. Yeah, we have Rus over here as their chart, and Bilhah ended up having, they call her Bracha. Okay, nice names. Rus and Bracha are going to be sisters from Nachshon, and then if Nachshon dies and both of the people who he was formerly married to, they marry Yaakov. Yaakov then had four sons, Reuven and Levi, from Rachel, and Shimon and Yehuda from Bilhah. So Reuven and Levi have one maternal sister. They're going to be related to Rus because it's the daughter of their mother Rachel. And Shimon and Yehuda have one maternal sister, Bracha, who they're related to through Bilhah. So Reuven and Shimon are not going to be related to Bracha because she's the daughter of Nachshon and Bilhah. She's not related. Similarly, Shimon and Yehuda are not going to be related to Rus. So in this example, if Levi then marries Bracha and Yehuda marries Rus, so then there's two sisters. Levi and Yehuda then both die without any children. So then Reuven and Shimon would be able to be eligible for Yibum. Levi is going to be Simon's maternal sister. Therefore, they're going to be, they're not going to be Shayach. So therefore she's allowed to do it with Reuven. And Yehuda's widow is going to be Rus, is going to be Reuven's maternal sister. So she's Shayach to go to Shimon. In that example, again, both of them would be allowed to do Yibum or Chalitza with the other brothers, with either Reuven or Shimon in the example that we have over here. Then we have Achos Imo, Reuven's mother's sister, and Shimon from her mother's side, and Shimon's mother's sister, they are going to be sisters. So we'll use the example that they have in the diagram. If you have Kalev had two wives, Kalev and Nara, each of them had a daughter. After Kalev's death, you have Yechezkel. I don't know why they use it. Yechezkel married both of these widows, and then they had an additional daughter. Yechezkel's daughters are now going to be sisters. Additionally, each of them has a maternal sister, a sister that gave birth to Kalev. Yaakov married Yechezkel's daughter. First he married the daughter of Yechezkel, and then they marry Chaley. I don't know why they're using these names. And then they have a son, Reuven. So when she dies, the itzer of taking her sister is going to be removed. Her sister, the daughter of Yechezkel, she has a son, Shimon. Therefore, you have two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Yaakov has two more sons, Levi and Yehuda, from another wife. Levi then marries the daughter of Kalev and Chela, and Levi's wife is going to be a maternal sister to Reuven's mother. And in that example, so then what happens if if Levi and Yehuda would then die childless, Levi's wife, who is going to be, who is she? She's Reuven's mother sister. She's going to erva to him, but she's kuka to Shimon since she's not related at all. So therefore, she'd be allowed to do yibum with Shimon. But then she is the daughter. So then in that example, she'd be allowed to be with Shimon. And Reuven's mother and the daughter of Cheskelea. So then Reuven and Shimon are going to each have one zakuka, allowed to marry these sisters because they're not going to be related to the other ones. Okay. Whew. Then we have the example of your achos ishto, the maternal brother's wife. If you have the wife of Reuven's paternal brother, the wife of Shimon's paternal brothers are sisters. If you have Yaakov who marries Bila and the son Naphtali from their previous marriage, then Bila had two sons, Reuven and Levi. Yaakov also marries Zilpah who had Yisachar from the previous marriage, and she had Shimon and Yehuda. So Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are going to be paternal brothers on their brothers from the father Yaakov. Reuven and Levi from Bila and Shimon, Yehuda and Zilpah are going to be brothers to Yaakov, their half-brothers. Reuven and Levi have a maternal brother, Naphtali, on their mother's side, the son of Bila, but they're not related to Yisachar. So since Shimon and Yehuda have a maternal brother, Yisachar and Yisachar, they're not related to Naphtali, in that case, if Naphtali and Yisachar decide to marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and then they died, they do not become Yibam before Reuven, because Reuven and the other, our brothers, are brothers to Naphtali and Yisachar. Now Levi, who is not related to Yisachar, neither on either side, he's married to Yisachar's widow, Leah. Yehuda was not related to Naphtali at all. He's married Naphtali's widow, Rachel, and Levi, and Yehuda are now married to sisters. Levi and Yehuda then, if they die without any children, they have their wives, Reuven and Shimon, are going to be shayach to be to Yibum. And then an example, that would be shayach to Yibum, but since they're related, mamish too, to Yisachar, so then she's only subject to Yibum with Reuven. Yehuda's wife, Rachel, is going to be usher to Reuven because she was a former wife of Naphtali. So therefore, he's going to be permitted to Shimon, and there's not going to be zakuka there whatsoever. Then you have Achos Imo, the wife's sister. If Reuven's wife's sister and Shimon's wife's sister were, they're going to be sisters. Then if you have Naphtali had two wives, he has Ada and Sila. Again, I'm using an example for the Arzul names. Ada had a child, a daughter, Dina, and Sila had another child, according to them. They're using an example. They have Sila had another daughter, Nama. Naphtali then dies, and his widows marries David. Each of them have a daughter with David. Ada had birth to Abigail, and Sila gave birth to Tamar. Then Shimon married David's daughters, and Reuben took Abigail's daughters by Ada, and Shimon took Tamar, David's daughter, by Tzila and Levi, and Judah married Naphtali's daughters. Levi took Dina, Naphtali took Ada, and Naphtali took Naama. So then what happens over here, if Levi and Judah die childless, their wives, Reuben and Shimon, are going to be shayach to Yibum, but Levi is shayach to Dina, and therefore the Erva is forbidden to him. However, he's not related to Shimon's wife, and so Shimon would be allowed to marry them. Yehuda's widow's Nama is going to be the sister of his wife Tamar, and she's going to be, therefore they're going to be an heir with him, so therefore, but she's not shayach to them, but she's shayach to Reuven, so then they could do Yibum with Reuven. And then you have Eshes Achiv Shaloya Ba'olamo, that's important to note, this is only possible according to Rabbi Shimon, who says Eshes Achiv Ba'olamo is going to be shayach to a new brother who's born after the original person was taken. That case would be shayach. That's what we mentioned before, right? You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, the sons of Yaakov, they're brothers. Reuven and Shimon marry sisters. Reuven dies without any children. While Reuven is waiting Yibum, another Sachar is going to be born. That would be Eshachar Shalaya Balamo. That would be a problem. However, if you have another brother, the other brother could do Yibum. So that would be okay. That would be the situation where it's Eshachar Shalaya Balamo, according to Shitas Rashi. Then you have Kalaso. If you have Reuven's daughter-in-law and Shimon's daughter-in-law, their sisters, they come before Yibum. What's going to happen if Reuben and son and Shimon son are married sisters and they died? Then Levi and Yehuda, the brothers of Reuben and Shimon, are going to marry their previous widows. And then the daughter of Levi and Yehuda will also die childless, and then they're going to come before their father. So Yibum, Reuben would then be permitted to, and also vice versa. Okay, whew. Those are all the cases of the Mishnah according to Rashi. And that's how the Gemara was saying, again, that each of them have the ability to either do Choletzes or Misyabemes. So the Gemara gives three different understandings of this meaning. So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Mesargi, Rav Yehuda says that this case, Mechamaso Ve'elech, is only applicable for the mother-in-law on Rav Al, Shita Bave Dereisha Lo. But in the first six cases of the Mishnah, the cases of a daughter, a son's daughter, all those cases, Bito, Bas Bito, all those examples are according to Rav Yehuda, who said the name of the Rav, that when Rav Chia said this halacha, that all of them, he said, Choletzes on Misyabemes, that's only not to the first six arayas on the list. Even though it's possible to have a case that we just mentioned, they didn't think that we should be applied to that case. So the Gemara says, why? My time. Because keva debito beonzin mishkachat, since the case of one's daughter can only be born through the case where you raped the mother, so that we're saying, so then only benisuin la mishkachat la, it can't be found in the case through marriage, because that would be an iser daraisa mamzerus. Benisuin kamari, the Mishnah is specifically talking about the case. cases of marriages, but onsin lo kabari. The Mishnah is not dealing with cases where you had a case of rape in there, in which case the daughter is not going to be necessarily usher to the person beforehand. So therefore, that in that case, and we mentioned the daughter, the 15 arayos, exempted the tsaros, is specifically talking about a daughter who is born through marriage. So it's impossible to have a case, the daughters are mamish in marriage, Rashi points them out. Rav and Achia could not have meant to include the case of a daughter, so therefore they meant to include the next five cases, which is also similar to a daughter, Rashi points out, even though they're not exactly the same as that case. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So now the Gemara goes right to the Gemara, says a second understanding of this line. Vavaya Masargim Af Pito, and Abaya says that Rav Achia could be applied even to one's daughter, Me'anus also, and refers to a case of a daughter of someone who had been raped. Why does Abaya say that? Because given that Shkulcha Mishkachala, since the case of Pito his own daughter, you can find a case. We just gave the case before. If under Sasa and they raped them, so then ibai mina onsin tahave ibai mina nesuin tahave. If it's necessary that it should be dogged by the case through who was born through rape, so that should be the case. And if it was through the marriage, also that should be the case. As long as there's a seer where the daughter can come across through the two other brothers that we had before. In that example that we said, the Mishnah deals with the case even out of wedlock, so that's not a problem. So the Gemara says, "Aval eishes alchav sholi abamo lo." But concerning the case of Eishach and Zavi Amamo, that Simon Rav Chiya does not apply that Ol Choletz is Ol Mesev Emes. This we saw because we already pointed this out in the very last case. The only case you can have that seer is according to Rabbi Shimon, because he holds that such a seer can be found. It's going to be mutter in an example where the brother had died before there was considerations for Yibum. Like an example, if you have Reuven who dies without any children, and so then he was married to Rachel. And then afterwards, so Shimon was alive, so Shimon's going to do Yibum. And then after Shimon does Yibum, then Levi is going to be born, and then Shimon dies and had children. So now, and Shimon was previously married to someone else also, Leah. So they're not related, but Rachel and Leah, so that would be Eishes Achav Shelo Be'Elmo. But according to Shimon, that's not Eishes Achav Shelo Be'Elmo. That case is fine. Eishes Achav Shelo Be'Elmo is only where, with a case where Levi was born in the interim, where he was waiting to do Yibum Chalitza with Rachel, the wife of Reuven. And in that example, Levi was waiting, he's been born, so there's a Zika there, there's a bond. So then if Shimon decides to do Yibum, and then Shimon subsequently dies, in that example, Rabbi Shimon is Modeh, but that is only according to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, Biplukta Lo Kamayri, Rabbi Chiya does not want to discuss the case, given that Rabbi Shimon Lo Mishkachal, Rabban Lo Mishkachal, Biplukta Lo Kamayri. That was the example of Abaye. Now the Gemara goes on to say a third example of Safra. So as the Gemara Vaita, Rav Safra Misargim, Rav Safra is going to understand that Rabbi Chiya was applying to Av Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olama, even to the case of a brother who was not alive at the time where Reuven had died. Umishkachala B'shita Achim, and it can be found in the case involving six brothers. Valibid Rabbi Shimon, and mentioned according to Rabbi Shimon. He understands the words of Rabbi Chiya literally that the rule is applying to all 15 arayas listed in the Mishnah, and turning on to the next time. But now, V'simanayach, and mnemonic to remember this, Meis Nolad V'yabim, Meis Nolad V'yabim. You've died, you can perform you, but we died, performs Yibum. So that, according to Rav Safa's interpretation, Rav and Rav Chiya are referring to a case that is Machlokes. Since Rav Chiya taught this Braisa with our Mishnah, we learned that the Mishnah itself deals with certain cases that are under Machlokes, and Rebbe. So how could Rebbe said that the Mishnah doesn't deal with the case that's not subject to Machlokes? El Rebbe Hanikala Leisle, Rebbe doesn't disagree with the inclusive rules that Rebbe Chiya taught us, that all the 15 arayas, you could say that someone, Tzuras Lazu, is going to be Mutaris Lazu. Thus, according to this, we're saying that at the end of the day, Rebbe in the Mishnah is saying that Eishes Achav Shelo Be'Elamo refers to the basic case which even Rebbe Shimon agrees, which is going to be Aser. And that case would not necessarily be that an example of something with Asura Lazu, Mutaris Lazu. So now the Gemara gives another example of another explanation of Rebbe's answer. Rav Ada Karchina Kameder Rav Kana Amar Mishmeder Rava Leolam Isli Rebbe Hanekla. No, Rebbe does have the rule that Rebbe Chiya taught us. So then, what was Rebbe upset about when he says to Levi again? Going back to Tesamud Aleph, Rebbe had told us that when the Mishnah says it leaves out the case, Levi asked Rebbe, why does the Mishnah leave out the case of one's mother who was Anusas Aviv, who was raped by the father? In that example, there's not an answer for that person to marry him. Rava says, a new explanation of Rebbe's response, that Rava is going to reject, again, Rebbe was accepted with Levi's question. So now, according to Rava, so we have to explain what it meant. So this says the following. The case of someone whose mother was raped by the father, it can only be found to exist with one case that Rabbi Chiya taught us, but it can't be found with two rules that he taught us. We have two different rules. Rebbe does accept the rule of Chiya that Mutaris Lazu, Aseres Lazu. However, Rabbi Chiya taught us two halachas with regards to that. He said that the one who's usher this one is going to be permitted, and vice versa. He also said that her sister, who is the fellow Yavama, can do Yibum or Chalitza. So if you combine the rules, it means it's possible for two sisters to fall to two different brothers. For Yibum, each of them is going to be forbidden to one of the brothers and forbidden to the other. That's what we explained, that these are the case of 15 Arayas. However, it can't be said with the case of Levi's example because of a mother falling to her son. Each of Rabbi Chiya's rules applies independently to Levi's case, but when you apply them together, it's impossible for two sisters to fall before two brothers. For Yibum, each of them being the mother of one of the brothers, permitted to the other brother. It'd be impossible to have that tzior. So that's the shiloh over here. So that would be the problem according to Rebbe. It's possible for two men to fall to their sons who are going to be paternal brothers. Each of them would be usher to her son while permitted to the brother. However, the woman can't be sisters. And it's possible for two sisters to fall between their two brothers. That would be impossible. So therefore, the combination of sisters falling to their sons who are brothers and each of them being permitted to the other one is not possible according to this tzior. That's the point. So Gemara says, "E Yaakov shtei achayos anos." So now, example, if Yaakov had raped two people. If he had raped Chana and Penina, get using the example here in the chart. If he raped Chana and Penina, and then Chana had each of them had a child. Chana had Levi and Penina had Yehuda. So Yaakov also had two other sons by a totally different person. So he has Reuben and Shimon by different women. So Reuben marries Chana and Shimon marries Penina. As they're allowed to do. When Reuben and Shimon would die childless, Chana and Penina go for Yibum for Levi Yehuda. Chana is Levi's mother. Penina is Yehuda's mother. So now the Gemara says, so then Yaakov shechas anas achos shivimta mishkachala. Her sister is going to be her father. Can be found in the case. Hazuas zeme terzal mishkachala. The one who's usher to this one, permits to that one, cannot be found to be true, as Rashi points out. Lefish shteina suras al shneim imo shalevi asura lo mishum imo. The mother of Levi is going to be usher mishum imo. Vachos mishum achosaim. V'chele Yehuda ushtein peturas min achalitza min yibum. They're going to be potter from chalitza and from yibum. V'eishtein achrias yava. And if Yaakov had raped two women who are unrelated to each other, asur lezem v'teres lemesh kachala, that the one who's asur this one, the one permitted that one, also it is possible to be found true. However, achos hashiv yivimta lemesh kachala. You can't say that her sister, who is Yeravama, can't be found to be true, as Rashi points out, because if they were two other random women, Yaakov, in our example, Mar Chana Penina, he had two other Reuben and Shimon from two other wives. They're not sisters. The whole point is that they're two sisters that can be, each of them can be done Yibum with the other. So therefore, it's impossible for the other Rebbe Chiya to be true concerning the case of the mother. Therefore, it's not in the list of the Mishnah. Now that was another example of what was the back and forth talking about between Levi and Rebbe. Now says the Gemara another answer. Vashi Amar Leolam Leisle LeRebbe Hanikla. The Rebbe doesn't accept this inclusive rule of Rebbe Chiya that said before. Rebbe says that the Mishnah can't be mentioned a mother. That's not going to be fit with Rebbe Chiya's statement. Look the Kamari, and he does agree that we're dealing with the machlokas in the Mishnah. So the understanding is not machlokas is that's also not correct. So says the Gemara. So now Umayk Kamadu Ba'Le She'en Lamoch Bekatko to Kamarle. What does it mean? The statement that it seems like there's no. No, he's like air in his head. He has no brains. Again, he was insulting his Talmud Levi to think sharper. Why did he not learn from the precise words of the Mishnah? The Mastisin Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Aser, but this is Aviv, who said that's Aser, who a woman who was, that's the Shiloh over here. It's impossible for a woman who was raped by her father to fall before him and before his brother, because she's not allowed to marry that brother. The Ketani, we have a Mishnah that says, later, that for Gimel, Shesh Arayas, Chamuras, Meila, six Arayas are more Machmer than these 15 Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Chamesh in our Mishnah, the nation, Nisuas, Lacherim, since they must be married to others and they can never marry the person's brother. It's never possible. Tarosei and Mutaras, and if their husbands died, their co-wives are always going to be permitted because their actual marriage is not really a marriage. Because at the end of the day, they were Isar Kari, so it was not really a marriage, so the other one who was married Behalacha would be allowed to do Yibum. So therefore, the Tzara would be Mutar in that case. Imo Ve'eches Aviv Ve'achos Aviv. And that example the Mishnah gives is one mother, father, and father, sister. In those examples, it's going to be related to the same, to one brother the same way it's related to the other. And the only way that you would be able to do Yibum with the other Tzara is obviously not allowed to do it with the aunt or thing like that, but those are also for your brother to marry them also. The only way you were able to get onto the case of Yibum was because it was an Isser Karis for your brother to marry that first person who wasn't really married. The Tzara of the Erva would be fine. So says the Gemara, Imo. So what's the case of a mother that the Mishnah mentions here? Elim and Nesuas Aviv. If you're going to tell me it's a case of a mother who is married to the father, is the answer, Hainu Eishes Aviv. That's the example of a father's wife. The Mishnah wouldn't list the same case twice. Elalava Nesuas Aviv. Rather, it's clear from the Mishnah that the mother was violated by one's father, was raped by him. Mektanim Neshe Nesuas Lachirim. Yet the Mishnah teaches us that they have to be married to others, that their Torah saying are going to be mutter. Lachirim in implies that the one mother was Ribach brother can be married to others. Lachin lo, however, they're not allowed to be married to the brothers. Man shamet le isle the high svar. But who said that it's usher for a person to marry the woman that that was raped by his father? That's Rabbi Yehuda usher. But instead of it says usher to mendaresa to marry somebody who was raped by the father. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't list that example amongst the list of the tzaroseyan that are going to be usher to do yibum and chalitza. So says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. So Ravina said to Ravashi, the Rabbi Yehuda nam mishkachal. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can find in a case where one's mother was raped by the father, and there would be a case where the tzaroseyan are going to be putter from yibum and chalitza. What is that? The Avra v'nasiv. Now, if the brother violated the halacha and he married the woman who was raped by the father, which is an iser d'oraisa, but it's an iser lav. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when it comes to an iser lav she'in bo kares, that's the whole shaila. When is kedushin tosin and kedushin tosin? It's the whole shaila. The gemara is in kedushin and ksubas comes up a lot in seder nashim. The foreigners already know that now. That when do we say that a person who is married, the chalos of their marriage counts? And at the end of the day, if they have children, it's not going to be a mamzer. Granted, every time he has relations with her, he's chayav alav. He'd be chayav malchus if he warned them before that. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be mamzeris, and kedushin would be tovsin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a machlokas tanaim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that if it's just an iser lav, then the marriage is chal. The marriage would be chal in that example. And in that example, we would say that there would be a case of an ability for the brother to be married to him. So if then he violated the halacha and then he dies without any children, and then the widow falls to her son for Yibum, she would exempt her Tzara from Chalitza and Yibum, because in that case, she's fully married to the brother, because it's just an Isser Lav, and the Kiddushin is Tovsin, which means that there is a Chalos to the marriage. So therefore, you could have listed the mother in the example of the first Mishnah. So Ravashi responds, no, De'i lo Katani. The Tana doesn't teach you cases which, if theoretically, he violates the Halacha and goes ahead and has relations with somebody who's Usser, marries someone who's Usser. We're not discussing that right now. Granted, we mentioned the case of Ones, the Anusas Aviv, that's something else. That's just what he did originally, but here we're talking about then afterwards, the brother then comes out to that. Those cases we're not mentioning in the Mishnah. So the Ravashi says, Amar the Ravashi, the Rav Kana, Ravashi himself asked the Rav Kana, below De'inami Mishkachala, without mentioning the case of if you're going to tell me this also, so then the case could be the following. Yaakov Anas Kalaso, Yaakov has raped his daughter-in-law, who was the wife of his son, let's say Reuven, and Holy Menu Ben, and then had a son. The son is Reuven's brother as well as Reuven's, it's going to be the daughter from Reuven's wife, who makes Reuven below Banim, and then Reuven dies without any children. So then the violated woman is going to be before her son for Yibum. She's an erva to her son. Amigo de'i asira tarasa nami asira. And since she's also asir to him for Yibum, she's asir to her tara, also going to be exempt from Yibum Chalitza. Therefore, the Tana could have included a mother's list, even according to the opinion of Yehuda. So if Kana responds, Amalei bachosa de'etera kamari, Tana's the only case where they were married, had relations in a mutter nature, bachvasa de'isura lo kamari, doesn't deal with brothers who violated Yisurim in order to get the case of Yibum in our Mishnah. That's what we just explained, the machlokas between Rebbe and the response that Rebbe had to Levi. So now the Gemara says, Alva became vodka Levi masnisi. Nevertheless, Levi was so convinced of his sara, of his svara, so he decided to mention it in the Braisa. So what did he say? The Tani Levi Revi taught in the Braisa. Imo, the case of one's mother, pa'amim shepoter sarasa, sometimes she could exempt the tzara. Levi was apparently the person who was organizing the braces. So he had, in his example of different braces that he used to have the masorah for, he said that there are 60 women who are patras or tzara from place of Yibum. The 61 is the mother who was raped by the father. That's Levi's example. And then the woman was, she was the person's father's wife who died, and the father's wife is usher, an iser kares, and Api obviously kares, and so then you're not allowed to marry her. He lived with her under, it's not really marriage, that's the whole shaylov here. So if you have, like, that's an example of, if a person's mother was married to his father, and then she later married, but it's not really married, that's the point over here. The kedushin is in a tovshin, iser kares, her son's brother, the other brother, and he died with the children, that brother died with the children. So then, zoe imo she'en poter sarasa. So in that example, since the kedushin wasn't tovsin, so again, let's have the example. So we have Yaakov, and Yaakov was married to Sarah, their mother, and Yaakov and Sarah were married, and Reuven decides to marry Sarah. So Reuven was married to Sarah as well as Leah. Reuven was married to Leah Beheter, and it was married Sarah but Issachar. So now that marriage between Reuben and Sarah is not chal at all. It's not even considered anything. And therefore, if they have any children, they're mamzerim, and it's not chal. So if Reuben dies and now comes before Shimon, so normally that's a classic Tzaras Erva. If he was really considered to be married to Sarah, because that's the mother of both of them, of both Reuben and Shimon. But since at the end of the day, Shimon is, Reuben was not allowed to marry Sarah, and the Kiddushin is in a Tosin, it's not even considered a marriage whatsoever, that's the emo, she'eno potar sarasa. In that example, the Sarah would be allowed if Reuben was married to Leah, in our example, beheter, then Leah can takadu, yibum rechalitza to the brother Shimon. And nothing to do with Sarah, they would ignore Sarah because Sarah was the mother, and that was an Isser deraisa for them to get married, and an Isser mamzeris. So says the Gemara Baitzer, turning on to Yud Amud Beis. Ha'isa ima anusas aviv. If one's mother was raped by the father and she was not married to the man who had raped her, v'nisis l'achiv ma'aviv umeis, she married one of the brothers who died without any children. Zoe ima shepoteres arasa. That example is the mother who does exempt the tzara from chalitza yibum, because even Rabbi Yehuda says that it's an itzer deraisa, but still the condition is tovstim. So in the example we just gave, where it was anusas aviv, so Reuven, Yaakov raped Sarah and then had Reuven as a child, then Reuven marries Sarah, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a lav, it's an itzer deraisa, but it's a lav that the condition is tovstim. We believe that there is a shem chalos to the marriage. Again, granted, every single time you would warn them to have relations, they'd be chayav malkus, but still, it's still tovstim. So therefore, if Reuven is married to Leah behead, and Reuben dies, both of them are going to be putter from Yibum and Chalitza. And even though Levi says in the Breisa, even though the Mishnah says only 15, I think this is an example, should be the 16th example. Okay, so now the Gemara now asks, Amar Le Yushakish Rav Yochanan, Rav Yushakish asked Rav Yochanan, and that was 16 according to Levi. But maybe there should be a 17th according to Levi. Levi Damar Nami, Di Nami Katani. The Levi says we can bring examples, possibly, where someone was done. But Isser, the Ainu, the example was Reuven violated the Lacha, violated the Isser the rights of marrying Anusas Aviv, according to Yehuda. So then, Lidnes, so that we should have another example where the Tzara should be Mutra B'Yibum, where there was an Isser only an Isser Lav and not an Isser Kares, where you have the case of the following: Acholet Levimta V'Chazer V'Kitcha. A person whose brother died without any children, he did Chalitza with the Yavama, and then he decided to marry her. There is an Isser de Oraisa, because we learn that from the pasuk Kacha Yaseh La'ish Asher Lo Yivna Es Beis Achiv, that this should be done to the person who does not build his brother's house. It doesn't say in the past tense Asher Lo Bana. Rather, it says Asher Yivna is not doing in the future. This is a remez to the fact that you at no point are allowed to rebuild the brother's house anymore because you did chalitza. You removed any relationship you had to them, and it's, in the future it's going to be usher to marry you. So we learn that it's going to be that. And generally, though, there's an Isser Eishes Ach. However, the original Isser of Eishes Ach is no longer, that's an Isser Kares. But once you do Chalitza, we see that Kacha Shela Yisla Nebe Sachem is not an Isser Kares anymore, only an Isser Lav. So if the Kedushin is Tovsin, and Umeis Blabanim, and then the guy then remarries her, so then, like we said, anytime the Kedushin is Tovsin, then that would pater the Tzara from doing Yibum. So in our example, if Reuven decides to, Reuven dies without any children, Shimon does Chalitza. Shimon does chalitza to his wife, who is Reuven's wife, Sarah. He does chalitza to Sarah, then decides to remarry Sarah. If Shimon dies, and he also is married to Leah, so both Leah and Sarah are pater to doing Yibum and chalitza to Levi. They're both going to be pater to doing chalitza to Levi, because they are that would be a tzaras erva, and everybody is usher to marry this lady, because she was done chalitza to the previous brother, and it's going to be usher. However, if there was an Isser Kares, just to point this out, it's going to be important because Rabbi Yochanan is going to argue on this, if there's talking an Isser Kares on that remarriage, so then the Kiddushin is not going to be tovsin. And when Shimon decides to remarry the person who he did chalitza with, he decides to remarry Sarah and does marriage, that marriage is not tovsin. The Kiddushin, the children will be mamzerim, and that, thus, in that case, if Shimon dies, then the other wife of Shimon, Leah, in our example, Leah would be permitted to do Yibum or Chalitza with Levi. So now, Meis Blabanim, so our example though, we're saying there's only an Isser Lav, so then, Demigo di Yasura Tarasa Nam Yasura, because she, the original Yavama, is Asur to the brothers under the Isser Kares, because, Rabbi Yosef has an additional chiddush that those who do chalitza for, that the only Isser is removed, kacha is only reference to the actual person who does chalitza. However, all the other brothers who at one point were subject to the lachas of yibum or chalitza, once any of the brothers does yibum, by the way, that's Rashi quotes the drasha, that once any of the brothers do yibum or chalitza, it patas all the other, the Tzara saying, from doing yibum or chalitza, and they're no longer shayach to that woman anymore. So if Shimon, in our example, does chalitza, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, all the other brothers, according to Rish Lakish, the Isser Kares remains. So for them, it's usher to do yibum with that sister, with Sarah, who is formerly the sister-in-law, rather, who's the formal wife of Reuven and now married to Shimon. But it's usher for them to do yibum. So therefore, the Torah is also usher. So Rabbi Yochanan responds, Amar Lei Lefisha Eina B'Tzaras Tzaras. No, this example is not subject to halachas of Tzaras or Tzaroseihen. The Mishnah had a case that if any of the Tzaroseihen, the co-wife was taken to Yibum by a different brother who also had another wife, and then he died without any children, so that both wives fell to the original Yavam, they're going to both be Pater from Yibum Chalitza. One, because she was previously a Tzara to him. Again, in our example, we have Reuven dies, and Reuven married Sarah, who was a daughter of Shimon, and Shimon now is not subject, obviously, to do Yibam. There's also Levi, though. And so Reuven had married, Reuven was married to Sarah and to Leah. So both Sarah and Leah come before Shimon, so now they're not Shayach. So now they go to Levi, and Levi does Yibam with, let's say, the non-daughter of Shimon, who does Yibam with Leah. So now if Levi dies and Leah comes before Shimon, she's Pater because she was a former, Tzaroseihen of the original, when she was married to Reuven. So that is the halacha be'ez Tzaroseihen, is according to, this only applies to the 15 cases mentioned in the Mishnah. In our case, though, this wouldn't apply because the second husband, Shimon, dies, the Yavama is usher to all the brothers under the Issachar, according to Rish Lakish, because they are all subject to the halacha of Isra Ishizacha we just mentioned. The moment that Reuven dies and he has no children, and there's Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are still alive, and Shimon decides to do Chalitza with Sarah, Reuven's wife, both Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, they're all usher to him at the same moment. Therefore, the idea of Sarah saying doesn't line up stylistically with the Mishnah, therefore we can't mention it. So says the Gemara, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan respond to Rish Lakish? A much better point, Chayav Elavini, you say that she's a Chayav Elavin, and therefore it's not going to be an Isra Kari. So Yochanan disagrees with Rish Lakish and says that when brother does Chalitza, even both he and the surviving brothers are going to be subject to the halacha of Asher Lo Yivne Beis Achiv. The other brothers are like the one who did Chalitza himself and not going to be not Bitzum Ishizach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if one did Chalitza, illegally married the former Yavama and then died without any children, she falls to all the surviving brothers for a second time. An ordinary non-Kari's Isser should be... would not stand in the way from her Yudim Yibum. So therefore, Chayav Lavin v'Chayav Lavin b'nei Chalitza v'Yibum Nimo. They would be subject to halachas of Chalitza and Yibum. And therefore, when she's if that's the case, so then if that's the case, according to Yochanan, who holds that would be the case, that it would be subject to halachas because she's going to be allowed to do Yibum or Chalitza. So because all the Isra was Asher Leivnei Pesachiv, which that is removed when she now married the other brother, and then they be Sayach to Yibum. So then she can't be included in the Mishnah's list because she's not Pater from Yibum, Chalitza, and Tzaroseihen. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give that answer, the better answer? So says the Gemara, L'dvarav Ka'amrelei. Rabbi Yochanan spoke with the words of what Reish Lakish had said. Meaning, even according to your opinion, in my opinion, I do agree with Chayav Elavin. According to me, she's Aser because of Chayav Elavin, not because of an Iser Kares. But Chayav Elavin, Bnei Chalitza Ninu, and Chayav Elavin are going to be subject to the Yibum Chalitza. El Lidida Chayav Krisus Ninu. But according to you, hold that she's Aser under the Iser Kares, Levishin and Mataros Tarosayan, because she's not subject to Lachas of a Taros Tarosayan, even according to you, it shouldn't be listed in the Mishnah. But according to me, it's Taka different. Okay, the Gemara is going to pick up with Itmar and discuss and analyze this Mishnah again. We got Baruch Hashem a little bit further than we were in the previous summer because of the other was so long. Hopefully we'll try to catch up. I hope to be able to record also Freilich HaPurim for everybody whose day is Purim today. It's also for me. Yadalad also Shayach for those who live in Yerushalayim. But today is Be'etzen really not the main Purim. My Purim is going to be tomorrow. If I can try tonight, I don't know. I'm going to try to find tomorrow. It'll be Erev Shabbos in Purim. It'll be very difficult for me to try to record it. If I'm not able to, have a wonderful Shabbos, a Shushan Purim, Freilich HaShushan Purim, and we should, everyone should be Mekadesh, Yiv Shemayim, and have a wonderful day. And all the tefillos are answered. Shetilim, Davin, and Veshem. If not, we'll pick up Sunday. Hopefully I'll try to get out tomorrow's daf also.